Now, Columbine Connections, but what is Columbine Connections?
Well, it was just a medical place that came in and opened up Columbine to help people with, you know, counseling, you know. If they need medications, they'd be there for them.
Well, who opened it up?
Columbine Connections Medical.
But, I mean, is this a government agency?
Yep.
It's not a private company. It's a government.
I think it was a private company hired by the government, my personal opinion.
Oh, okay. So
I think that's what it was because they didn't stay there but 3 years, just long enough to medicate everyone and get out of there.
So they set up shop, and then what they were offering was medications? And
well, not really. They want to counsel you, but
and
you
then,
know what that leads to, right?
So they're offering counseling.
Uh-huh.
And then what they often do then is prescribe something.
Exactly. That's right.
And they had how many people do you think worked there?
I would say every time I went there, I seen at least 6 or 7, 8 people there, always.
When you say people, that you mean the people working there? Or the
uh-huh,
people?
Yeah.
So there's 6 or 7 people working there.
Right. But never once did I go in there and see somebody being counseled.
What do you mean? You went there and the 6 or 7 people were just working alone?
Uh-huh. And then when I would go there, I never see any of the victims there or anyone.
So nobody's there. The place is empty except for them?
Well, pretty much, but maybe they were there when I didn't come.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you never saw a victim. You only saw them.
Right. The only thing I seen was the boxes where they collect the mail for all the victims and the dead ones, the dead and the living.
Oh, so this is the place where the mail would go.
Yeah, but you couldn't get the mail in front. You had to walk past all the psychiatrists, their desk and counseling desk, to get your mail way in the back. So you'd have to go past a bunch of rooms.
But they let you pick it up on your own. You could pick.
Well, usually they come and help you, make sure that they know what you know. Want to help you.
So there, that's where the mail to you guys, to you victims is going, and then you have to go there, past them to pick it up, and then are they opening it?
See, they'd have like Mark Taylor.
Uh-huh.
They'd have all the victims' names in a little slot, like a mailbox. You know, like just
oh,
if you were in a real estate office and you seen the little boxes there.
Right, so they have names
there. Mailboxes and all of it. Mm-hmm.
But then how did they get the mail delivered to them?
I don't know. That's through government agencies through Jefferson County.
But on the address to the envelopes, would it have their address or would it have your address?
It would have theirs with my son's name.
Oh, so this is basically mail from government agencies then?
No. Mail came from people all over the world there.
But they were sending it to them?
Sending cards and different things about events or if they wanted to give us something like a gift, they'd send gifts there.
But the people were actually using their address, not your home address.
Right on.
So somebody was giving that address as a way to contact you.
Right on. And they never called us on the phone and said, come get your mail. You'd have to automatically go get it or you wouldn't see it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they never call. You know, you'd have to inconveniently go down there and see if there's any mail.
Now, were they also opening it?
Yeah. A lot of the mail was opened.
Not all of it, but you could tell definitely.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to hide it?
No. Like when he was in the hospital, they opened up everything. Every single thing was reopened.
What about, and he was in the hospital for what, weeks?
Oh, a couple months, almost. In and out.
Oh, a couple months. Now,
and
after that, were they still opening them?
Yeah, my mailbox outside of my house was being opened also. Yep, you got it.
But when you say they opened the letters, did they seal them back up to make it look like nobody opened it, or did they just leave it open?
Sometimes it was just left open.
So they didn't care that you knew?
Hell no. Sorry.
Did you ever complain? Say,
oh, yeah, it didn't make any difference.
What did they say to you?
We'll try to look into it, but it was like they were too busy and didn't want to listen.
So basically, they didn't care?
No. No.
I see.
No, they really didn't care.